The causeless mercy of Guru Vaishnavas. We are trying to do Shravan Kirtan of Guru Varga's glories. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati has sung that if you wish to be delivered from this samsara, then you must absorb your mind at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, you must, through Sankirtan, you must be absorbed in the Sankirtan Ras. And if you desire this Bhagavad Prem, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, you must go near them and pray to them. Take shelter of them. Or else, Prema Bhakti will not be had anywhere else. Or else you'll get Aishwarya, Siddhi, Bhoga, but not Prema Bhakti. Therefore, if you wish to do Harinam Sankirtan, then you must take shelter. And there it has been described. If you achieve this Nam Diksha, then now that you go hide somewhere, then you won't get Siddhi in chanting Nam. Wherever the Prem Bhaktas have done sadhan for Bhagavad Prem, you must go to such places, or else how will you achieve Siddhi? One may say, oh, there's no time, place, circumstance for chanting Harinam, so why should we go to those specific places where Siddhi has already been had? Anyhow, one can do Harinam regardless of time, place, circumstance. So here it has been said, but in Shastras also it has been said, that the holy name is sweeter than the sweetest. It's the ripened fruit of the creeper of wish fulfilling tree. The most auspicious of all auspicious things. Therefore, take shelter of this Harinam, Krishnanam, Prakirtan, or this sweet Nam, and this is your embodiment of all auspiciousness. Love Parashanti. But if you sow a seed in the desert, will it sprout? It will not sprout. So similarly, even if you chant Harinam on your own, not have ruchi, even by force you chant, then the fruit will be something else. Therefore, if you want to do sadhana, then, wherever the Bhagavad Premi Bhaktas have done sadhan and have achieved Siddhi, and where they've had this Prema Bhakti and they've distributed this Prema Bhakti, then you must go to such places. The Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami has said that just by threshing empty husks, what will you get? You'll not get rice. Only fruit is labor. For one who is intelligent, he'll always engage in listening to the Sarikatha. Regardless of whichever place he is in, then if he listens to the Sarikatha, then he'll conquer the unconquerable. Ajit, Shri Hari, saying, leave aside all inclinations for karma, gyan, yogi, gyan. And just go to that place where Bhagavan's names are continuously chanted and where his katha is being spoken by the Premi Bhaktas. There, Harikirtan is always going on. This Hariras is always flowing there. As long as you don't go to such a place, then not just by mind, you'll also have to be there. By your body. By your body, mind, words. You must be situated in that place. Bhagavan's premi bhaktas, priya bhaktas are absorbed in the lila chintana. So, well, the entire place is full of this prema ras. This prema ras is being distributed. They are always chanting, engaging, and speaking. Bhagavad Gita. No prajalpa, no anything else. Choose both such prema bhaktas. Situate yourself there and do nam kirtan. And so if you do nam kirtan and anugatya, then you'll have siddhi. What kind of siddhi? Yito jito pita istrilokyam. See, Krishna is unconquerable. You can also conquer him. Now that you say, oh, Hari is everywhere, Bhagavan is everywhere. But although Bhagavan is everywhere, still, he's always controlled. The prema of his bhaktas, he has his eternal relationship with them. Say, by surrendering to the bhaktas, you will know how to achieve this bhagavad prema. And that sadhana is easily had, easily observed. So yesterday we heard that Param Gurudev, he gave this service of staying in Mathura to Gurudev. And Maharaj was there in Kanstila, where all the yogis, bogis, karmis, gyanis stay there. But still, Param Gurudev has given this order, you must stay here. And although Maharaj was staying in Mathura, still he'd go to Vrindavan, Nandagava, Barsana, Kamyavan, Govardhan. Sometimes to his bhajan stali, Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur, Sanatana Goswami bhajan stali, Chakrashwar Mahadev, he'd go everywhere. And then he'd chant Harinam in all these different places. And as long as one isn't taking shelter of the Mahabhagavad Vaishnavas, then Chitta Madgat Prana Bodhanta Parasparam. That as long as you haven't gone near the Mahabhagavat, then your mind will never be happy. Your heart will never be happy. And so this Bodhanta Parasparam, they always speak about Harikatha, teacher. So there are no such Mahabhagavats now. So the soul is eternal. The karma is, by the fruits of their karma, they might wander here and there. There's worms, insects, animals. But, was they doing sadhan? Bhagavan Krishna insults in the Gita. If he does my bhajan, then even in an unripe stage, he dies, he falls down, deviates, then what will happen? Then he said, no need to worry for him. Yoginam, even if he dies still, I'll arrange that he takes birth in a good family. And then again from there, he'll start from where he left off. Therefore, Tato Mato Vayat. Therefore, I make him free from this very great fear of death. I'll make arrangements. If he does the immediate bhajan, I'll make sure that he'll advance accordingly. So Maharaj, he would say, in Mathura very difficult to find Sadhu Sangha. Also, it's not as Siddha place. Krishna stayed in Mathura, but Krishna is only thinking about the Vrajavasis. Only absorbed in thinking about them. He went to Dwaraka, but still, Prabhu, he went there, but his Priya Premi Bhaktas, they didn't go there. In Mathura, no Premi Bhaktas came to Mathura from Braj. Mahaprabhu came, Mahaprabhu came to Braj. Sat Goswamis came. Rupa Goswami once, he went there to have darshan of Gopal in Satpada Gali. Gopal was staying in the house of Vitalacharya. Said there were 3 nights, 3 days. Mahaprabhu said, Vishnath climbed on Giriraj to get darshan of Gopal. Sometimes Gopal, he come down to Katholi. Sometimes he stay in Mathura to have darshan of Gopal. All the Goswamis, they'd go there. So they'd be there. And Mathura Mahatma was also manifested there. There Goswamis wrote very nice ashtakams for Gopal. They pleased him so much. Because now Brajagopal, he has come to Mathura to give darshan to the Goswamis. Because they would not climb Giriraj. Similarly, he also came to Katholi. Because Mahaprabhu wanted to have his darshan. He wouldn't climb on Giriraj, so he came there. So Swami Maharaj was staying in Prayagraj. All the devotees would go there. And then Swami Maharaj, he came to Mathura. And he was staying there in Vishram Ghat. He rented one Brajavasi's house. He was staying on the banks of Yamuna there. He would do his bhajan there, doing a little business. Because he was a medicine supplier. He would make his own medicines. Then Maharaj would go to Yamuna every day. Then he saw that Swami Maharaj. At that time he was Abhay Charanarvinda. He was Abhay Babu. So Maharaj is saying, why don't you come here, stay in the temple? Why are you staying here all alone? He said, no, I'm going to the mat. I'll be an extra responsibility for the temple. Because I will not be able to maintain the temple. So you give me some brahmacharis, I'll make them supply medicine, and I'll give half to the temple, and I'll give half to the brahmacharis. So they'll also have some money for maintenance. And Gurudev said, I'll give you 100% of the money, just come and stay in the temple. Meanwhile, Param Gurudev, he came there, and Gurudev, he told Param Gurudev that your Guru God brother, he's staying in Vishram Ghat. Then he said, go and take all his belongings and bring him here. And bring him also here. That time our Kunji Vihari Prabhu was there. Gurudev, he went with all the brahmacharis and he said, Guruji has called. You should not stay here any longer. And come to the temple. So anyhow, they bought him from there. And then they gave him a room there. In the Mathura temple. And then he'd speak Harikatha to Kirtan. Speak Harikatha once a day. Then he also do his translations. See, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Translate all these books into English. Read articles. So his time would be spent. And so many days passed. So everyone, he forgot about his business now, because everyone was loving him so much. Because Param Gurudev, when he was there, he'd also speak Harikatha once. And then Swami Maharaj would speak once in a day. And they'd be Kirtan, Katha. And they saw all 64 limbs of Bhakti being observed in the temple. Make sure that beginning from Mangalarti, everyone would be engaged until 10, 11 in the night. And sometimes they go preaching outside. And they say, Maharaj was very happy with the brahmacharis. Why? No, there was no need to cook separately. No need to waste time in other things. No, he had no time for his translations ever. Brahmacharis are helping. And after some time, Param Gurudev, he said, we are Guru's Sevaks. So if we don't fulfill the Manavishta of Sri Guru, then how are we really Guru's Sevak? Prabhupada Sri Thakur, he had said, giving you this order. Then you go east-west everywhere and you preach Mahaprabhu's Vani, Gaur Vani. No one has yet fulfilled my desire. Because Thakur's Vani should go everywhere. Chaitanya Bhagavan Nandas Thakur has said, Prithajati Navarati Granta Basharoi Mornam. In all towns, villages, everywhere, Krishnam should be preached. Also, this prophecy has not been fulfilled. And Prabhupada has also given you this order that you'll have to go to the West and preach. And they say, when Prabhupada gave this order, he said, I tried for so many years, but no, you'll become very old. I don't know if I can continue. Pramodaya said, no. Hanuman, what did he do? He was never old. Sadhus never become old. Because Sadhu's Atma is always eternally youthful. The body may become old, young, but they don't care for this body. And therefore, all of you will have to bring this prophecy of Prabhupada, come to light, make it true. So the time he was in white cloth, his god brother, Sanatan Prabhu, he was also very aged, more than 90 years old. He was also very dear to Sir Prabhupada, it's almost seva. He was saying the Mathraman. He said, oh God brother, we'll take sannyas together, both of us. Then he said, no, it was such sannyas. Because by accepting sannyas, then immediately one will have to become a wandering mendicant. He'll have to go preach everywhere. In this old age, where can I possibly go? When it's so cold, so hot. So no, I cannot take sannyas. No, it's not within me. So Muniwa said, I'm more than 90 years old, but you're not so old. Why do you fear? As long as one doesn't take sannyas from his sansar, then the more will not go, mukti will not be had. Valvacharya, what did he do once? He set fire to his house. He said, he told his wife many times, give me permission, I'll take sannyas. The wife said, no. Can bhajan not be done while one is still a householder? While one is a householder, then you will do bhajan of his house and other things. How can you do bhagavad bhajan? Because someone has either entered the householder's heart, capture him. How can he make that person live? And anyhow, they'll make this way, and they'll all enter inside his heart. Very difficult to make his heart free. All these things. I have to take sannyas. Then his, what did he do? Once he set his house on fire, and he told his wife, go out immediately. It's the house, whole house is on fire. Then he asked his wife, will you give me permission to leave? She said, yes, go now immediately. He immediately left home. And he went to Varanasi. He stood in the Ganga. He took sannyas. And then, after some days, he also left his body. Alvacharya left everything and he went to Golok Vrindavan. So many examples given. Acharya Manoj, how did he take sannyas? Shankaracharya, what did he do? Took sannyas when he was 8 years old. Madhacharya took when he was 12. Prabhupada Sasi Thakur, his last sannyasi was Bhaktivinoda Jajavar Maharaj. He was 24 years old. He took sannyas. So now you're so aged, still you haven't taken. So then Param Gurudev, he starts saying. When Bhagavan says that one desires to be fully surrendered, then and he'll have to become Nishkinchana Kinchan. This is a prerequisite. Then one can gradually offer himself. Because Atma Samarpan can never be done. As long as one is on Nishkinchan Akinchan, how can he offer itself? You see, even a beggar is on Nishkinchan Akinchan. Why? He's also greedy for money. But one who surrendered, then Bhagavan will make him Nishkinchan Akinchan. Then he can offer itself. This is sannyas in its truest sense. Means one is a surrendered soul. So Prabhupada Sattakur, he told everyone that this body should anyhow be offered at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. Offer it in his seva. Because the insects are going to leave this body. You know, sometimes it'll be burned to ashes or be buried beneath, be eaten by worms. So as long as you have this body engaged in Bhagavan's seva, just use whatever things Prabhu has given you for his own seva. Just as you worship Ganga by the water of the Ganga, similarly worship him with the things he has given. You automatically have Siddhi Mukti. So Paramahansa, he said, Nalkur and Manigri were so attached. What Naraji do? He made them Nishkinchana Kitchen and sent them to Braj. And then he made sure they will not even run away. Because if he gives them legs, then they'll run away. Even if he gets 2 legs, 4 legs, 6 legs, anyhow he'll run away. And if he's a bird, he'll fly away. And if he becomes an insect, he'll also run away. So therefore, in front of Nandabhavan, he made them 2 trees. He turned them into 2 trees. Because then no one will cut them down, because they're always in front of Nanda's house. And they say, they will always be absorbed. And listen to this Vrajakatha, Harikatha. They get the Chanamrita, the Vaishnavas, this wind will blow on them. So they say, because they're in the courtyard of Nanda Baba, they'll automatically be delivered. So just see how the Guru Varga also surrendered, they know. What will make others surrender also. So they're thinking. Everyone is saying you'll have to take sannyas. He wasn't agreeing. So finally, Swami Maharaj, he wrote one shlok for Param Gurudev. He said, where can we come? Makti Rasu. Pratnara Bhagnaya Vipsavantam. Katuki. He didn't say Sanatanam Tam Brahmashrayam. He said, Keshavam. Ashayami. I take shelter of Bhakti Prajnan Keshavasya. Who has given me this nectar. So he spoke this katha in Seattle. Then I had no desire. Takes and asks, but my Guru Bhai was most compassionate. Since suffering others, he made me free from the samsara. He made me free of all these attachments and he gave me sannyas. And he empowered me. And he said, go and fulfill Prabhupada's manavishta preach. So the time our Maharaj is present there. So then he said, you have this responsibility. You'll have to help Maharaj and fulfill his desire. But it's a parampara will not run. Maharaj is not alone. After taking sannyas, he will do all these different. Paramahansa said, I'm giving you this responsibility for carrying out all these different services. You're in Chaturmasya, after 2 months, during the Vishwarupa Mahotsav. Oh, then Swami Maharaj, he achieved this. He said, this sannyas is Mathuramat. Sanatana Prabhu received his name. Bhakti Antmani Maharaj and he said his name. Bhakti Dhanta Swami Maharaj. But you are the master of this world. Take responsibility for the entire world. You're master of their hearts. Work for their well-being. So Paramahansa, he gave sannyas to both. And Mani Maharaj, how long did he stay? He took sannyas when he was 90 years old. But he stayed until he was 102 years old. Very strong. Let's say, oh Gurudev, just see, even though I'm 101 years old, still how strong I am. Just see how Bhagavan is going to be so strong. I serve everyone. So why do you fear? So the sannyas was given after a few days, then he went preaching. He said, give me some sevaks, Maharaj. He told Gurudev. I went to Ragasanatham Dharmasava Mandir. He stayed there for 1 month speaking very beautiful Harikatha. People were so much attracted to him. And from there he went to Gwalior and Jhansi. And he started preaching there. And the queen of Jhansi gave him this land, which had also an ashram temple. There was also Radha Govinda deities there. And then he said, we are the servants of the servants of Mahaprabhu. So we want to keep Mahaprabhu here. So then he brought him here. Very nice Mahaprabhu deity installed there, along with Radha and Krishna. So in some of Maharaj's granthas, he was always absorbed in translating, you know, son, puja, offering boga. Decorating the temple, seva puja. And so many different kinds of people are coming. So this is not possible alone. And you see how the Kali Yuga Sevak is. They're very selfish. Saying, oh, I'll cook once, or should I cook one more time? I will not go with you with Katha Kirtan. I cannot do the whole thing. I have come to the temple to become a slave. Then, unless you'll go hide somewhere or run away. He doesn't have any mamata. It's if I, you know, rescue this body, then even the insects will not eat it, insects and worms. This body will never. You say, I'll if I go and hide inside the blanket, then my life is successful. If I go sit under the fan, the cooler, during the summer, I'll stay here for 10 more years, so I should preserve the energy of this body. But where the, I just see this vast gulf of difference between Bhagavan's assets and the Bhattajivas. How can you possibly compare the two? So anyhow, then he started running away, saying, I cannot do so much. And then meanwhile, he didn't have time. Because to publish the granthas, you need so much time. You have to be fully absorbed. You have to be absorbed in samadhi. Or else, you cannot just type whatever you want, just like do whatever you want. No. Publish it like a newspaper. No. See, if you speak Harikatha anywhere, you have to repeat Bhagavan's words, or else ordinary words will not do. So this is Seva Kiranavedan. Then Swami Maharaj told Maharaj, what can I do? Then they sent word to Param Gurudev. Then Param Gurudev, he said, you know, you'll have to make disciples yourself. You'll have to make Sevaks. Or else how can you do? Manage. Because you see, no matter how much you love another son, he will never love you as much. Why? He is not your son. You may love him in so many ways, but he'll always be a nephew, and he'll always be related to you another way. He can never be like your son. The relationship is very distant. So Param Gurudev said, no matter how many sevaks you get, they'll never listen to you unless you make disciples yourself. If you make your own disciples, they'll be like a shadow. They'll never leave you. So I said, I knew this, therefore I didn't want to take sannyas. Then after that, he went to Delhi, then he went to Bombay, stayed for some days, and then he returned straight to Braj. Because if you desire to cross the ocean of sansara, then engage your mind, become absorbed in Sankirtan. Relish. Drown in this Sankirtan Rasamrit. But where should one do Sankirtan? One should do Sankirtan in Siddhabhumi, the place of Bhagavan's associates. One does Kirtan there, and Naam, then surely he'll have Siddhi. Become situated in that place. Because Harikatha has been spoken. Therefore, then he left everything there, and then he came straight to Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. Jiva Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami. And this is Radhamada temple, part of Seva Kunj. Before, no one would even go to this temple. Now, so many go to the temple. But before, there was no one there. Beginning from the bank of the Yamuna, Shringarvat, Radhamada and Seva Kunj. No one would go anywhere. There was nothing in between. Only a big forest there. There he started staying in Radha Madhar. Then anyhow he made some, he had two rooms there. He was giving 6 rupees a month. He took these two rooms. So he chanted Harinam, work on his books. Then serve the Goswamis. So Maharaj found out, and he would also come from Mathura. There you see, there was nothing there, not in a proper bed. He was very Nishkinchan Akinchan Vaishnavi. He had nothing. He would never take anything with him. All his godbrothers were like that. Akinchan Prishas Bhavaji Maharaj, he was like this. Rishashtri Dharma is such a big acharya. If you go to his Bhajan Kutir, you'll see there's not even a bed there. Not even a proper mat. He just go sleep on the mattress for some time. Then the rest of the day, he'd be doing translation, working on the granthas, kirtan, didn't have time to even rest or to drink one glass of water. So when Gurudev, he came inside, he didn't have anything. He had only a bed which was broken. And he never put his chadar there and he'd do his work. And he would rest for a very short time. And there was nothing to even eat. And then there used to be one kind of stove. Where if you burn some coals underneath, then stove, and you put some rice and dal on the stove, and put some sabji, and you close the lid, and you place this on top, each food item one on another, then what will happen? As soon as the coal stops burning, then the food has already been cooked. So during the olden days, it used to be like this. So Maharaj, he would have this small pot to cook, and he would spend his time there. So then, he made all arrangements there. Maharaj would bring all things from Mathura, and the two of them, Gurudev and Swami Maharaj, they would discuss on the Bhagavad so much. You see, if you read Gurudarshan, there you can see this photo. Swami Maharaj is rolling some rotis, and Gurudev is cooking these rotis, and then offer his boga to Radha Madhavata Goswamis, and honor some remnants, and this way, work on his translations the whole day. About 1 or 2 days. He did this for 5 years. And then Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita was finished. Then, my entire Guru Varga was so happy with him. Nobody sees this order. One should become qualified to follow Guru's order. Or else, one will have to go to Guru Vaishnava's Mahabhagavata Santa, everyone. You'll have to pray and try to serve them. Try to please them. And then as a fruit, it says, Jiva Goswami, hear this order to Shaman Prabhu, Ratan Thakur, and Srinivasa, go and preach now everywhere. So they say, by the Kumarsa, the Goswamis and Guru Varga, all arrangements made for me. And wherever I'd go, in the west, I'd be praying to my Guru Maharaj day and night. Be praying to the Goswamis. And as a result of their blessings, I've distributed whatever they gave to me. And everyone was attracted. Because Shankarshan, he has this Akarshan Shakti, power of attraction. Therefore, those who take shelter of his lotus feet, then Sri Shankarshan is Akarshan Shakti. He has this potency to attract. So he'll enter inside. And through that medium, he'll attract all the jivas and offer them Lord Shri Bhagavan. Because if you take someone and keep him with you by force, will his soul be benefited by Shiva's preciousness? Therefore, anyone who comes, you offer the Lord Shri Krishna. Then by Bhagavata Shakti, he will be empowered to properly act. Say whomever he met, he would drown them in his Nam Sankirtan. Then he would make them drown in his Namras. And then he'd give this, all simultaneously, he'd give this qualification to serve Shri Bhagavan. So then, gradually, preaching started. So he came first time with his disciples to Devanatha Gaudiya Math. Temple Gurudev was present there. So that time, he saw there are many Westerners who had come with Swami Maharaj. So they had never eaten this chili things in their entire life, masala. And you see this Bengali Brahmachari, the sadhu, He especially likes oily food and chilies, rice. He likes eating very spicy food. So then Sri Gurudev himself would cook, feed them, make all arrangements. So then who answered? So Guru Maharaj is present there. So then they asked, why have you given this Harinam Diksha? Because why should he give Diksha in front of the elders? Someone asked Swami Maharaj. Then Swami Maharaj said, if a girl is given in marriage, should you tell the girl don't have any children? This will never happen. Once a girl is married, she'll automatically have children after some time. Similarly, one has sannyas, then he'll have to make disciples. Those who will respect him will surrender to him. Regardless of whether he is initiated or not, he is already his disciple. So I went to the West, then they came, accepted my shelter. So I've been in the mantra section, all of you teach him. Teach them properly. Make them mature. This is their duty. And so he asked Param Gurudev, if you give me this order, then I'll make a nice temple in Navadvip. Then everyone will come there. Because they can never eat what the Indians eat. Because the Indians, they can never eat anything without salt, without chili. They need this masala. And the Westerners, they only like eating boiled food and some sugar. They like eating fruits, milk, curd. And also, they lack proper etiquette. So they should be taught properly. They don't know how to respect others. See, there's no habit of touching the feet of others, massaging the feet of others. There's no such habit there. So they'll have to be trained properly. Nothing will be taught in one day. So who will tolerate? Parents look after the child with so much care and love. Guru anyhow strives for the well-being of his disciple. And they have no understanding of Sadachar. You see, after they pass stool, they don't even know how to wash their hands. They use paper to wipe their bottom. And they say, they don't know how to even wash their cloth. They don't know anything. You see, they use toilet paper to clean themselves. They have no intelligence and they don't even bathe. In some countries, they don't bathe for 6 months. Like there's this Eskimo. What do? They lick each other. When there's no water, so they lick each other and they cleanse each other. They don't get out of the igloos. And they say, they've never learned how to be, no one's taught them proper etiquette. They like eating meat, drinking. They think this is proper etiquette, Sadachar. And then after some time, they become independent. The parents, just as they call police, they put their parents in jail and they will not stay with their parents. And once they're 18, they send them out of the house. Regardless of whether they have a son or daughter, they have to leave home when they're 18. You see, changing their entire lives and giving them proper sadhachar is not an easy thing. You have to be very patient. And then they have no proper knowledge of on how to speak. One follows being independent. How can you possibly make him humble and discipline him? If you have to discipline, then you have to be very magnanimous, not looking at their faults. And with so much love, you'll have to look after them. And then they'll learn by seeing others. But by chastising them, they become very upset. They'll run away. If they don't listen to their own parents, will they listen to the others then? So Sai Maharaj, he said, it'll take a lot of time to teach them and to love them. Therefore, some time is needed. You'll have to make an ashram for them. So Paramahansa said, don't do in Navadvip. Make a temple in Mayapur. Because Mayapur is the upper peninsula of Mayapur. That is Radhavan, Antardeep Jogpit. Make a nice ashram there. Because Prabhupada's Manobhishta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Manobhishta, you should fulfill that. So then, now we know in 68 he started building this Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. First there was this hut made of straw, dry leaves, established deities of Radha Madhav, of Gaurnitai. So this puja started. At the time there was a forest there. And slowly, then again he went to the west, Swami Maharaj, he preached and he returned Mayapur. And he requested Maharaj so many times, that, please help me. So Guru Maharaj said, alright, I help you in all ways. So he sent Bhadangas, books, sweets, whatever he needed, sent by courier. Receive him at the airport, leave him at the airport. And this way, he also helped the sevaks. And then slowly, Bangladesh disappeared in 68. And then it 1968. So that time, Swami Maharaj was in Seattle, preaching there. He became very sad. Trikram Maharaj, he sent a courier, trunk call. It was a very good relationship. And Swami Maharaj, he said that I had no desire to take sannyas. But still, this God brother, he gave me this sannyas by force. So much indebted to him, obliged to him. Now he's left me. May I now be far away from his lotus feet. He came from the west. Then he started building this temple at Mayapur. And all the books he published, any book he'd publish, he'd send to Gurudev. And he would say, "Yo Maharaj, today or tomorrow, you'll have to follow my instruction to go to the west and preach." But they said, "What can I do? I have to stay here in Mathura. How can I leave everything aside?" So he knew he'll have to come. And whatever I'm preaching, you'll have to save that. Look after everyone. Because I believe you. I have faith in you. And I desire to do this. But Maharaj, he didn't go that time. In the 60s, the 70s. So then when this... So the time in Krishna Balaram was built in 1975. Then Swami Maharaj, sometimes he'd send a car for Gurudev to see. 2-3 years, Gurudev would go in the morning, return by evening. And for 1 year, Brahmacharya from Mathura would also come to serve Swami Maharaj. For one complete year. Then, when Swami Maharaj entered Nithilila, what did he do? Even before he left, he said, "Maharaj, he'll give me samadhi. He'll do everything from all the final rites. And I'm also giving this responsibility that he should give siksha to everyone." And he took all his GBC members. He told them, "Follow the instructions of mine." So then they say, "Go there to Katha Kirtan." Without Maharaj's desire, he'd never do anything. So then when the time came to build a Samadhi temple, the disciples said, "We'll make most beautiful Samadhi Mandir, Swami Maharaj." But Maharaj, he said, that, you see, the Guruji's Samadhi Mandir should not be higher than Bhagwan's Mandir. Or else it'll be like disrespecting Bhagwan. The Samadhi is even higher. You see, the Samadhi temple should always be a little shorter than the main temple. But they could not build the Samadhi temple. Why? Because Maharaj already told them. So previously, only Radha Shams and Krishna Balaram Gaurnitai were installed. So then, in Mayapur, took Maharaj to Mayapur, a big procession. Maharaj went there to Mayapur and established this Pushpa Samadhi there. Now you see, Pushpa Samadhi is very nice, very big. And now you see, they're building this big temple again in Mayapur. And then they say, Maharaj again, after 20 years, 96, he started going to the west. So I want to go to all the pilgrimage places. Where his foot dust is present. Because wherever his foot dust has fallen, the place is not just a pilgrimage place. It is, that place has been empowered by Bhava Shakti. And then he said, and whoever has left ISKCON, left Swamiji's mission, hiding here and there, I wish to bring them back and offer them at the lotus feet of their Gurudev, Prabhupada. This is Ramacharya had promised. When they went to the west, there were so many who had stopped chanting, thrown their kanti away, their Brahmin thread. Some had even left sannyas. So Maharaj, he went there to everyone. He went to even prisons, jails. Because some were in prisons because of their karma. But they also went there. And then he took everyone. And he, he said, don't think I'm your guru. Guru is your Prabhupada. He'll always be a guru. But I'm your, I've come to help you. Prabhupada's desire. Or else I won't come here. So then you see, Maharaj just one or two times, 27, 30 times he went there, preaching all around the world. Because Prabhupada's disciples themselves made the foundation. They didn't have faith at first. So first when they went there, there was so much commotion. Then they saw, he's changing our hearts so much. This way, he's made us so humble, so meek, given us so much ruchi for chanting Harinam, for Harikirtan, Harikatha. So they're all changed. They all came, and they became absorbed in their bhajan again. So many took sannyas again. And so they became so strong. Now you see, they're preaching everywhere, in India and abroad. So they said, there's no need to follow my instructions separately. Just follow what your Prabhupada has said. So then Gurudev himself would read his own purports from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, this Nectar of Instruction. And then he'd speak from own Prabhupada's own books and empower all his disciples. They say, Gurudev was preaching so much. Sai Maharaj had 108 temples. Now he has like nearly 1,000 temples. Why? Because this is Mahaprabhu's desire, Nityananda Prabhu's desire. So when I went there on the order of my Prabhupada, I was thinking, how will I go alone? So then he said, I'll take Gaur Nithai. Why? Because Gaur Nithai, they will preach. I'm just their sevak. So even when Maharaj went to all these different countries, wherever he went, except for speaking on the glories of Swami Maharaj, he never speaks separately about his own glories. This is Bhagavat Parampara and there is Shishya Parampara. See, the Acharya of the Bhagavat Parampara, he will always teach his disciples how to respect Diksha Guru, how to properly be situated and established. But those in Shishya Parampara, he will only glorify his own disciples. He'll only have his disciples worship him. They say, he'll have all his disciples always glorify him. But Bhagavad Parampara is not like this. Bhagavad Parampara is of a different kind. It's only, it consists of all these Mahabhagavats. And all the Rasha qualities, Vaishishtas, are revealed. You see, even Bhagavan is not glorified as much as Priya Bhaktas are glorified. Then immediately they'll be delivered by glorifying his Priya Bhaktas. So all these were left and gone here and there. Then again, Gurudev empowered them, infused life inside them. Then they said, they started addressing Gurudev as Gurudev. Said, no, don't do this. In Mathura, everyone would come to perform Arati, to do Puja. Guruji said, all this is not for me. This is all for Prabhupada. For my Gurudev. He said, I've forgotten everything. Seeing they said, this for you, he said, no. Don't have adhikar to accept this. Respect. See, one, he has removed one from samsara and offered him at the Lord's feet, Shri Bhagwan. We've been aimlessly wandering here and there. So how can we leave him behind? Be separate from him. He's eternal. He's shown how he's eternal. They were convinced and slowly their hearts became pure and the preaching increased so much. Maharaj will invite everyone. All of you please come to Rajmandal Parikram. All of you go have darshan, 12 forests of forests. Come to Gaudamandal, you don't know Aditam Parikrama. Have darshan of all the different Leela Stalis. Rajagnath Purushetra Dham. And have darshan of all the Leela Stalis of Mahaprabhu. And just see, pray there, and then you'll see. Therefore, as long as one has not come to Siddhabhumi, has not done bhajan sadhan, then his soul can never achieve this ultimate auspiciousness. See, Lokanath Das Goswami was doing bhajan in Khadir 1. Then Nautam Thakur, he would sweep the floor. Why? Because the place is so pure. If I serve this place, then I'll have so much mercy upon me. So wherever such bhajan salis are done, are like Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, then how powerful these places are. But now, one who has power, he'll capture these places. No, these places should be served. Should try that by volume in words, you can please and do sadhan there. But nowadays, it's very difficult to do, go to such places and do mala mantra now. So Maharaj, he said, if this is not done, then at least you go there to Giriraj. Even if you cannot go to Radhakund, at least you go there on the border of Radhakund. Just sit underneath the tree and finish your rounds. But don't do so independently. The smile will catch you. So Maharaj will come everywhere, all over Braj, and he'll stay in one place for 3 nights. He'll stay for 3 nights. 3 days and nights in Govardhan, in Barsana. And sometimes, he'd stay for 7 days in Nandagaon, 7 days in Barsana, 3 days in Kamyavan, 3 days in Shredgarh, Kelanvan. Say 7 days in Vrindavan. They say he made sure that they have this Samandha with the Siddhabhumi and the bhajan stalis of the Siddha Swamis. That how they learn how to do bhajan and pray, then the mercy and naam will be had. But where they went alone, then he could not become Drupalad. Though they have no, this is Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, Kali Maharaj and his followers, they're always trying to preach and derail others. There are so many, not just on land, but also in water, in the air, everywhere. So they take everything away from you. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has said, that I wish to go to all these Leela Stalis in the association of Pranayi Bhaktas. If you want to go to Mahaprabhu's Leela Stali, then you have to go with the Pranayi Bhakta, Pranayi Bhakta. If you go independently, then what can you possibly have there? Therefore, Prabhupada Tathashavane. Krishna Jilajayastani, Vichayavo Janajana, Charanandhariya. Uttam Thakur, he said, sometimes Gurudev would say, you come to Tirgatam, Uttav Kari, you go to all these different places, there is Bikarikata, and look at them so many hours. So what will you do there sitting alone? So how to do sadhan? Maharaj himself shown. So I brought everyone to have darshan's Leela Stalis, and I speak Harikata there. Why? Because it should be remembered eternally. There's Pratasmaran and Nityasmaran. You see, Pratasmaran means to remember for some time. So it's Nityasmaraniya. If you eternally remember, then Indukittam and do dhyan, then surely you'll have this eligibility to enter inside the dham. Therefore, wherever they go, everywhere, they go everywhere, offer pranams to every pastime place, lila stali, sit there and pray there sincerely, to gradually advance this path of pure devotional service. And every day they'd go and do parikrama, Shetra Mandal, Braj Mandal, and Navdeep Dham, Gaur Mandal. You should do parikrama and darshan. Because the mind is very restless. Mind will go here and there, run here and there. Arjuna asks Krishna, Krishna, this mind is so restless. They can control the wind, but not the mind. Anyhow, I can control the wind, flow of the wind. But the mind can never be controlled. And Krishna, he said, you don't have any intelligence. You try, practice. He said, so every day you go to all these ilasthalis, Siddha Bhumi. You know, the mind is not going. You know, the body is not going. Take the mind, and the body is also going. That's also very good. Because you go to all the different places in one day. So take your mind at least. Go to all these different places by your mind. And you do mala and you pray. Then just say, how will your mind be restless then? You see, as long as the mind is not receiving anything, it will be restless. But if as long as it gets some rasa, it will never be restless. Therefore try. Every day doing Giriraj, Gauram, Parikrama, Vrindavan, Parikrama, Jagannath, Parikshetram, Dham, Parikrama, Vaimkatarshans. And they say, carrying on with the sevas, but not alone, but with their Guru Varga. Just as Gurudev would go everywhere. The Vaishnavas would take everyone. You should go in a group every day. And not alone. And they say, you should pray. And they say, the mind will never be restless. The mind will be poised. And even he who is unconquerable, he can also be conquered easily. His grace can be attained. Now we will continue tomorrow. Hari Hari Bo.